Speaking of veteran missionaries, Benji Dryden is second generation. He's a Haitian, and let me just put it that way. And he grew up there, and his parents were there for many years, and it's a joy to hear the ministry presentation of Benji Dryden. You come and preach to us.
Now you heard him, didn't you? He said, preach to you. All right. He said it, not me. All right. Oh, amen. Well, if you haven't gotten a prayer card, please get one on our table. Now, at first, I thought I made a mistake in making them this big. But then I realized that when you make the little bitty ones, they fall out of your Bible. And then when you make the normal size ones, they just get put on your fridge. But if you get the big one, then it can become a bookmark in your Bible. And you get to look at my picture and my wife's picture every day. All right? So go ahead and get one. They're on the table. Free for the taking. There are plenty more. If those run out, we can get a hold of them. Yes, I have been back in the United States of America for 10 days. And so if I go back to speaking in tongues, just call Brother Frankel up and ask him to translate for me. You can ask my wife. Does anybody here speak Creole? Anybody else? All right. So anyway, I do speak in tongues. I was speaking in tongues for the last month and a half. They gave me this toy back there, and I'm going to see if I know how to use it. Brother Stewart, 21 years ago, when we came here on deputation, it was a slide projector and a clunk, 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 clunk. Yes. Yes, we've gone full circle, because now maybe it's not the clunk, clunk, but I get a new toy. Listen, missionaries put their pants on just like you do. We like the new gadgets, and we're human beings. We are people too. And I hope that what you see tonight and what you hear encourages your heart. We were here in 2019 with Ethan and Katie, our youngest two children. Micah had already moved out of the house. He's a man of his own. But thankfully, we get to see him about twice a week up in Jacksonville. But this is how we were almost 5 years ago when we came by and reported. So we're going to pick up there where we left off almost 5 years ago and talk about what's been happening in the Dryden family and especially in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Now, I don't have a map up here, but we're about 200 miles away from the Ligez. I remember one time I was in the yard and my phone rang and I picked it up this man just started talking to me. I recognized the voice, but he was just talking to me like he knew me forever. And after a while, I said, who is this? Well, it's Brother Jack. I said, oh, okay, Brother Franco. Oh, okay. So we were 200 miles apart, and I can understand perfectly well when he says he's fine, especially got that chicken. They eat from the head down to the feet, brother. And I've done it. It's good stuff. All right. Now we just have my little sweetie pie. She's really not home anymore. She's in college. But after we left here in 2019, we put Ethan in college. And we went back to Port-au-Prince with my little girl. She's not so little anymore, Brother Stewart. We went back and we served. And during that time, I got to perform my first wedding. Two young people that grew up in the church. And he is the youth pastor. And we're praying about his future in the church there, Dewula Independent Baptist Church. But I got to perform alongside my dad, his last wedding and my first. But since then, there have been about a dozen that I've been able to perform in the church. Excuse me, I'm getting too handy with this new toy. You remember my dad and mom, Don and Bridget Dryden. In June of 2020, they retired from the mission field and had to come out for health reasons. My dad just kept getting sicker and sicker, and they came out. My wife and daughter came out with them. So for 5 months, because of COVID, they weren't able to go back in. But I stayed, and we did some weddings. We preached, we taught, and we got close teaching leaders in our church. This on your left is Fred Denny Ryan, his family. They pastor Grace Baptist Church, which is one of the plants of Dewula Independent Baptist Church. And, of course, our youth pastor and his wife and their son, he's now 3 years old. He doesn't have the big fro anymore. They've cut his hair. He's a wonderful young man. But during that time of COVID, we were able to really connect and build relationships. That's one of the things about being a missionary, building relationships. It takes time to build a relationship. Those of you who spend time with your neighbors, it's not just overnight that you get to know your neighbors. It's weeks, it's months, it could be years, but you're building relationships. And that's what missions are all about. Brother Carney been in France for about 10 years, and he's built some relationships, going to build some more. And that's what we've been doing in Haiti, building relationships, growing servants for the master's use. Right before we put Katie in college, my wife, as we were on family vacation, fell and broke her leg. And so, once again, I went back to Haiti by myself a little bit for a couple months. But she did join me in February of 22, and we served together, building more relationships. But then, at the end of September of 22, there was some really unrest there in Port-au-Prince, and they were targeting foreign missionaries for money-wise. And so we stepped out for some time, not realizing it would be nearly 16 months before we were able to go back. But after being here for a couple months, we saw that the Lord had his hand in all of that. I'm the oldest of four children, and it's my responsibility as the oldest to look after my parents. And so Mom and I together took care of Dad until he passed away this past November the 27th, and graduated to glory this past November, which allowed me to begin praying and planning for a trip to Haiti. And I did do that. I went January the 25th. Now, this all happened in the years past before we came to the States. Construction is always happening to keep the water out. Performing some more weddings, about a dozen of them. Well, I'm sorry, gentlemen. I apologize. I'm trying to be very cautious with this toy. The church really went all out to celebrate my dad's life. 45 years of ministry in Haiti. I wasn't able to be there. He passed away on a Monday, and Friday afternoon they had a four-hour service celebrating his life. They went all out and invited pastors, people from past ministries from the mid-70s on up to present time, and they really honored his ministry there in Haiti. Let me interject, too, that I don't want to forget this. The week that I was stuck somewhere before I could come out, one of our deacons called me and said, "Pastor, we want to send you a gift." Now, these are people that don't make very much. I said, "We want to help you." I said, it's all right, brother. My wife's been able to send me some money transfer." He says, "No, we want to do it." I said, "Fine, do it." They sent me 2,000 Haitian dollars. Now, that's not 2,000 U.S., but it's pretty parallel because they don't make much down there. And they wanted to be a blessing, and they were a blessing. They paid half of the gas to go to the border, and then I paid the other gas for the man to go back home on my way out. But that's the kind of people that when you build relationships and you teach them and you teach them, it's not about the programs. It's not about the lights and the sound. It's about teaching the Word of God. Let me repeat that again. It's about teaching the Word of God. That's what changes lives. Where they, of their own accord, honor the man of God for 45 years. They want to be a blessing to their pastor, even though they have four children, four young girls, and trying to direct a school, but they want to be a blessing. And that's what it's all about, folks. Teaching the Word of God. Amen. Building relationships. They honored my dad for 45 years of service. Now, I went to Haiti, and literally over the mountain and through the rivers. Those are actual pictures of my trip to Haiti. Now, if you want to take 5 hours to travel 60 miles, come on with me to the next time I go to Haiti. Now, do the math. 5 hours, but only 60 miles. You ain't getting to Jacksonville today, brother. But I went, anxious to see our folks. We had graduation on Saturday, graduated 34 men from a 5-year Bible study program in Grace Baptist Bible Institute. That puts us nearing 400 graduates in my 20 years of service. Now, this isn't the Bible school that I started. My dad began this Bible Institute in 1977. But in my time there, nearly 400 men have graduated from their 5-year program. And you can see the smiles on their face. I'm thinking about the man on the right standing in front of the bookcase. Every Friday, they would come once a week, but every Friday he would leave his home 2 hours before class to walk down the hill about an hour and then take a motorcycle or a vehicle for another hour to come to class. And then when it was dark, he had to go all the way back home every Friday evening for 5 years. I think the word y'all used last night was commitment. That's commitment. While I was there, we had baptism. Now, this is going to be the largest baptistry you've ever seen. As a church, we went down on Sunday afternoon, and as they're unloading their wares from the boat, we're baptizing in the ocean, salt water and all. And we're pleased to baptize 4 people into Independent Baptist Church of Dewoulin, and then 5 young people, Grace Baptist Church of Mowo, a second plant of Dewoulin Independent Baptist Church. Now, we also saw 4 men saved on soul winning visitation while I was there. A program that they started, not that we didn't have soul winning visitation, but a program that they started church-wide on one Saturday a month in our absence. That has been another blessing because of our absence that the church has stepped up and have put their hands really into the ministry, because the white man is not there, but they can do it. We also had Bible club. These 4 ladies in the church organized Bible club, had about 50 kids for every day for 3 days, and 10 of them received Jesus Christ as their Savior during those 3 days of Bible club. They organized it on their own. They led it. And you get to reap the benefits because you pray and you give. They also are young. I'm sorry. The young people went on a spiritual retreat. Now, the trip they took, just like you saw it, took 4 hours there and 4 hours back. On that bumpy road, just like the one that took me 5 hours to go 60 miles. But they loved it, and they were fed by the Word of God. I normally go, but I didn't go this year. But they had a great time. Even on the truck, they had a good time. We, Benji and Carrie Dryden, are committed to the future of Dewoulin Independent Baptist Church, Grace Baptist Bible Institute, and Dewoulin Independent Baptist Schools. We have men that graduate from the Bible college that go out and preach. And look at our school kids. They not only learn to read and write, but they learn the Bible. So we're committed to those young people hearing the Word of God and going forth for Christ. Sunday schools. All of our Sunday schools are binationals. We're the only foreigners in our church. Our kids grew up having other church members as their Sunday school teachers. And we're committed to furthering the gospel there at Dewoulin Independent Baptist Church. How about you? Are you committed? I was committed to go January 25th. I was supposed to come back March the 5th, but on Monday the 4th, I got word that my flight on Tuesday was moved to Wednesday. Then I got later in the afternoon, I got my flight was moved to Thursday. And then Thursday afternoon I got, my flight was moved to Tuesday the 12th. Well, I saw how the things were, if you want to say progressing or digressing in Haiti, and I said, it's probably not going to happen where the plane can come in. And so I began making arrangements with other contacts and other pastors around. I was already back in Cape Haitian, where the international airport is. It wasn't safe for me to go back home. Plus, I'd have to go back over that 60 miles, five-hour trip, back and then back again. So I stayed with a young man from our church in a one-room apartment, an 8-by-12-room apartment for 1 week. I'm glad to see the sunshine now. So on early morning of March the 12th, on Tuesday, I got up, got in a car at 5:20 in the morning. We drove 2 hours to the border of the Dominican Republic. And I'm sorry, I do not have any pictures from that trip because I was concerned about the next step I was going to take, not getting my phone out and taking some pictures. But I made it to the border. It took me about 2 hours to cross the border through, because of immigration and customs. I mean, when I got to the Dominican, they opened up my suitcases. I mean, it was, and then they didn't know where it all went. You ladies know what about that is. You know, everything's got its place, and them soldiers, they just pulled it all out and tried to stuff it back in. Well, it didn't stuff very well. But so to about 2 hours to make it through both immigrations, I got a taxi cab to a bus station, wrong bus station. But God put a Haitian motorcycle taxi driver that spoke Spanish in there with us. And he said, I know where the bus station is that leaves every 10 minutes. So me and some other men that put our heads together, we hopped on a few motorcycles and headed to the other right bus station. Got me a ticket and 3 hour plus bus ride to Santiago. And the greatest miracle for me that day was I got to the airport less than 2 hours before the last American Airlines flight out, and they sold me a ticket. Praise the Lord. And I got it all the way to Jacksonville, Florida. So my wife and my mom were there waiting for me at the airport when I got in. So what turned out to be a long day was a blessing, because every step along the way, I could see the Lord's hand providing Haitians that spoke Spanish. I speak Creole, but I guess I do speak Spanish. Let's say taco, enchilada, burrito. You know, that's about it. Okay, so praise the Lord for Spanish-speaking Haitians that we could communicate and made it to the airport and made it to the United States of America. I was planning to go back next month for about 4 weeks, but most Americans are trying to get out, so I put that plan on hold. We'll be serving at the headquarters of BIMI this summer, helping to train new missionaries as they come to candidate school, as they have the camps for the young people interested in missions, and we'll see what the Lord leads from there. But our hearts are still in Haiti. All the time we were in the States, we were communicating with them. This morning I've communicated with several folks back in Haiti, and the support just kept going down to Haiti, down to the Bible College, down to the church and the grade school. And so that is still happening, still going on. Our hearts are there. Physically we're here, but our hearts are with our folks back in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Get a prayer card, please. It makes a great bookmark. Pastor Farley. Amen.